You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So as a Chippewa, they won 3 MAC titles before I went to school.
That don't
count.
The
Dan LeFever era. Since then, they've been back and lost. I don't get to share in the joy of championship weekend the way that you have.
But you do. But you get to share in why it matters. See, this is where, and I guess it leads me into this portion of this. We all talk about we need more teams in the playoff. We need more teams in the playoff. Here's what I will tell you. We are going to lose one thing. We're going to lose the winner-take-all element of many of these games.
Yes and no.
If you go to 12, I want you to think about this. If you go to 12 teams, you do realize, like, we've basically made some of these games useless. I mean, Michigan can lose, still get in. We just said it. Georgia can lose. We just said it. We go over, at, like, for instance.
No, but that's what it currently is. Without a 12-team playoff, Georgia doesn't have to win, and Michigan doesn't have to win.
But at a 12-team.
In a 12-team, LSU can still win their way in. Purdue can win their way in. The ACC.
Purdue cannot. Well,
if you're guaranteed spots.
But see, now you're getting into, we're putting 7 and 5 teams
but
in.
Let's back off. ACC, both teams are playing to get in this weekend in a 12-teamer.
Utah. No. No.
Yeah, the conference champion.
I totally disagree. Clemson is ass. We know they're ass.
In a 12-team, the ACC champ's getting in.
See, I wouldn't put them in.
So, but what I'm telling you is these games would all matter as opposed to we're already devaluing them. At least more teams would matter. Utah's playing to get in. LSU's playing to get in. Clemson's playing to get in.
But see, what
currently, that's not part of the sport.
No, and I guess I just look back. Like, I'll take you through both ends of the spectrum. So, like, 2011, Big Ten championship game. And it's a heavyweight fight. It's Michigan State, Wisconsin when Russell Wilson was there. And MSU had beaten Wisconsin earlier in the year on Rocket, the Hail Mary. Everyone saw it. So you had to go back and play them again. And you knew going in it was going to be really, really tough. Really, really tough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of the reason this champion, like if you're a Michigan fan and you're going this weekend, I think some of you will identify with this. If you're a Purdue fan, I think you certainly do.
Yeah.
But like with for the people who don't know me, like my backstory is I don't think it's atypical from a lot of people my age. So like my dad wasn't allowed to go to college. So in the wise words of his idiot dad, we don't go to college, we go to work. So my dad's life was like irreparably changed forever and everything became harder in that moment. So I'm the first person to go to college in my family. So I don't put myself as better than anyone. I put myself as different because if you don't go to the school, you'll never know what I know. You'll never feel what I feel. You won't. And the reason it's important is with Michigan State, getting to the Rose Bowl was this mythical thing that was every bit as much about my dad as it was me. So I tell you that story because MSU, while I was coming up as a student and then post-college, it never was real. It never was remotely close. It was a faraway thing. I think if you're a Purdue fan, you look at that and you go, hey, this is interesting. If you're a TCU fan this weekend, that faraway thing that you feel like you got fucked out of, which you did a few years ago, mm-hmm. it's right here. So I go to Lucas Oil. I go to the game. I've got a group of 9 people. We go, and I'll never forget it. It is an absolute ice-cold night. And when you go to the Big Ten title game, you can go to bars. You can pregame, but they're all packed. Every bar lines up. They've got their own school they rep. We go to the game, and I'll never forget it. Wisconsin jumps out. It's 21-7. And you go, oh, fuck, we're in deep shit. And then MSU puts on this rally, and they end up up 22-21 at the half, where they complete a pass on the sidelines, it gets lateraled back, and they score a TD on it into a two-point conversion. And I remember calling my dad, and I'm like, just, dude, we're 30 minutes away. Like, it's happening. Like, we're doing this. This is going to happen. Like, that rally was incredible. And it's the winner-take-all element, that if you won, you were going to the Rose Bowl, and if you lost, you were going to get fucked. You knew you were fucked. They weren't going to put Michigan State in one of the BCS. I shouldn't say BCS, but one of the games people cared about. Yeah. So, long story short, I still have never watched the last couple minutes of that game. I won't. The 4th and 7, where Russell Wilson, off the wrong foot with Marcus Rush in his face, throws crossbody late downfield, and then Isaiah Lewis, off his wrong hip, tries to jump, can't knock it down, and some guy named Bobby Duckworth catches it. Fine. Then the roughing the punter, the whole thing. Okay. That is one of the lowest sports moments I've ever had. That absolutely broke me. I had it all set. I already had the hotel. I already had everything lined up, and all I wanted to do was take my dad. So that doesn't happen. But here's the other end of the spectrum, that if you're going to any of these games this weekend, or if you've got a backstory, this is why championship weekend matters. And I get a little sad that the 12-team playoff, Jim's right, it won't end it, but it's going to change it. It's going to feel different. Because when you go in knowing, there is, as Robert Tepper once said in the 1980s classic, there's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home. It's winner take all. 2 years later, I'm right back in Lucas Oil Stadium. And here's the best part. Now we're facing 12-0 Urban Meyer, number 2 OSU. A monolith. And you know MSU's got a really good team. We had beaten every Big Ten team by double digits. We had the best defense in America. And you go, oh my God, this is our reward? That's why I get so spiteful when I see Michigan get Iowa or like bum-ass Purdue. No offense, Boilermakers. But we go. This is the other end of the spectrum. Now, this is a moment I never have to watch it. All I got to do is I can close my eyes and I feel it. Late in that game, just absolve everything. Just forget everything else. MSU's got the ball. MSU's got a chance to ice this game. They're only up by 3. And they hand it off to Jeremy Langford. And it's one of these plays where it's almost like a miniature golf course when the clown's mouth opens and closes. Mm-hmm. Or the windmill.
Yep.
He splits the safeties at the exact moment of collision. And the minute he skips away and houses it, you just black out. And you know. No, you know.
Yeah.
This is happening. All the shit you went through, all the garbage of 2 years ago, the sad drive home from Indy, all of it. Dude, that's sports in a nutshell. Being able to then make the call I wanted to make 2 years prior and then to do it, that's why championship, it matters. And I get emotional. Like Jim, I start to yell and tremble. I just don't want to lose it. I want that to always be an element. Maybe Jim's right.
It's going to change.
It's going to, and it's why I don't like 12. If you did 8, you all but guarantee you got to win your conference to do it.
Right, because it puts that game still in a winner-take-all.
Yes.
If you go to 12, and they are, you could lose and still get in. But what I would tell you, someone has to win to get in. Like Kansas State and Utah would be winning to get in this weekend.
Fair.
So you still have to win to get in. That element's still there. And if you lose and you're USC or TCU, you're going to lose potentially home field or a bye. There's still going to be stuff on the line for both sides.
You're right that it doesn't end it. It changes it. And there is a part of me, I'm not going to lie to you, that when we go to 12, it's going to make me sad. Because I think every fan, I'm not saying you deserve to feel the pain of it, but without the pain, you don't get the pleasure.
Fully agree.
You don't get it. And it's like, I can't speak to what it's like when people don't go to the school. It's not better. It's different, right? I can only tell you my family's backstory, why it matters, and why championship weekend is so fucking special. And it's why it busts my balls that MSU sucks so badly right now. Because you want that moment again. You know, and I've got Wolverine friends who I'm helping get tickets right now. Like, yes, I hate Michigan, but like I can love my friends who root for them because they have their own story.
And they did have a long journey.
And you know what?
Here.
They ate shit for a long time. So while I won't be happy and I'll continue to research getting on the next flight to Mars, it just, championship weekend matters. So, like, don't roll your eyes at it and go, who fucking cares? Let's just have a 32-team playoff. It does matter. All right, soliloquy over.
Yeah, no, that's a good preamble to what this episode is and what this weekend is. Record recap, Mike went 4-4 last week.
But, big game, Mike.
Hit the Oregon State play.
Come on!
And by the way, I did order the placard. It's good. I don't know how long it's going to take to
I
get
don't
here, but
care.
It's on its way.
Does it say executive asshole?
It does in the font underneath.
What a moment.
It's going to be great. It's gold, like bronze. Bronze and gold, I don't know.
That means I got to keep up the big game, Mike. I got to keep hitting the big game bets.
So 4-4 last week. I went 5-5. I'm 34-26.
You're fine.
Since the Costa lock
you're fine.
Came back.
I'm
still
you're fine.
Head high.
And again, the NFL is where I do my damage.
We're
clearly.
Both doing well, and you're doing even better.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.